This is KUNM. I'm Hannah Colton. George Floyd was laid to rest in Houston this week, and protests calling for an end to racist police violence are continuing around the country and here in New Mexico. These are usually pretty loud, but as KUNM's Megan Kamrick reports, one that took place in Albuquerque's Nob Hill Wednesday night was quite different.
A group of nearly 300 people turned out to walk down Central Avenue, but there was no chanting or shouting. Mike Silva is one of the organizers. He says he understands the rage many protesters feel right now.
But we're trying to bring people together in a peaceful manner and do this silent protest because, again, we feel like the collective silence is very powerful.
Silva owns Rude Boy Cookies and organized the protest with fellow entrepreneur Charles Ashley III, founder of Cultivating Coders. It follows one they did last week on Civic Plaza. Attendees on Wednesday included Mayor Tim Keller, City Councilor Pat Davis, and State Auditor Brian Colon, as well as community and business leaders. Silva says they've been selectively reaching out to people to avoid attracting protesters who might want to cause violence. Ashley says he and Silva met with Albuquerque Police Department Chief Mike Geyer and pushed for programs to improve relationships between police and young people, where they learn about things like community policing.
We throw these words out, and then you talk to young people, and a lot of them will tell you they've never had an interaction with law enforcement besides maybe like a bad encounter.
He said they also talked about how APD can ensure it's not hiring officers who've had problematic histories in departments elsewhere. Ashley and Silva plan to continue the quiet protests each week, moving them around to different parts of the city. For KUNM, I'm Megan Kamrick.
To learn more, visit KUNM.org.